Wednesday the 13th of August, Yud Beis Menachemov, Rabbi Shimon Heller, How Hashem Judges Us. Today's shiur is L'ilu Nishmat Chanah Gnendel Bas Yechiel David Oliver Shalom, and also in the Zechus of the following Bachurim that may you find in Zevukim very soon: Yehuda David Ben Tzion Zev, Chaim Ben Eliyahu, Hillel Ben Yaakov, Aaron Shlomo Ben Meir Cohen, Tzvi Yosef Ben Chanoch.
Shut up, Yemori. Shut up. In Perek Shir, we have the Shir of the Bria, as finally ending with the Shir of the Behemoth, the Chayes and the Behemoth. The last of the Shir is the Shir of the Klavim. The Perek Shir tells us, Klavim Oimrim, Boi Nishtach V'Nichro, Nivuchol Lefni Hashem Yisemu. That's the Siyam of all the Shiras. And then we have a little Tesefes, a little addition at the end of the Perek Shir. Rabbi Shaya Talmidish, Rabbi Chanina Ben Doisa, Rabbi Shaya, the Talmud of Rabbi Chanina Ben Doisa, he saw Nechomash Shmoyin Taniyot. He fasted 85 fasts. Omar, he said, Klovim shekosubayim, that klovim as they pon him, dogs about whom it is written that they are as they pon him, v'lo yodu sova yizko loim ashira, how can it be that the dogs who are as they pon him are zoicha to say ashira? When I read this line, I was mishundik nispoil from this Rabbi Shaya Talmidoi, Shoev Chanina ben Doiso. His bikusha emes, his arva satire, is just unbelievable. He's got one small question. If he asks this question, it means he understood everything else already, and he has this one small question, and it bothers him so much that he fasts 85 fasts to understand. Very soon, teach me, explain me, how can it be that dogs say Shira? I was always very, very misbehaved from this person, and therefore it's very shocking to read the next words of the Perek Shira. The Perek Shira continues, V'ono le malach min ha-shamayim, a malach came down to from ha-shamayim, V'omo le, he said to him, Yeshaya ad mozi atam is'ana al-dobo zeh. How long are you going to fast on this matter? And then he starts giving me a telling off. He says to him, if you wouldn't be that you're the Talmud of an Adam Gadol, he wouldn't answer you, Bechlau. And then he starts telling him, he says to him, that which you asked, go back on yourself. Oh, you've never asked such a thing again. Like it says in the Torah, somebody guards their mouth from evil, he guards his nefesh from sorrow. It's very surprising. Rav Chanina asked a question, he wants to understand. Rabbi Shem, tell me, he's fast, he's so genuine, and he gets us out of Musa. Go back, don't ask such things. Show him the people that show him the Torah. He spoke Lashon Hara here. He spoke about somebody, he did something wrong. What's that good spoken? What's this mother giving him? What did he do wrong? All he did was ask an instant question. He gets back, show him the people that show him the Torah. Chazoy l'achorecha. What's the taina? What's the problem with the Rishai Tanimit Tamid Shrub Chanim Ben Doisa? In Pashas Vayirak, which Baruch Hu sent three malachim to Avraham Avinu, and two were to continue to overturn stone. So the Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down, and as the two left to overturn Sodom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, HaMechas Ani Me'Avrom, Eit HaShini, Eit HaShani Oise, am I going to hide from Avrom my plans, what I'm going to do now to overturn Sodom? V'Avrom Hoye Yeh LeGoydod V'Otzum, Avrom is going to be a mighty nation, therefore how can I hide from Avrom Avinu that I'm going to overturn Sodom, seeing that Avrom Avinu is going to be a mighty nation? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore told Avrom Avinu, V'Yoyme Ezak HaSodom, I've heard the screams coming down from Sodom, he tells Avrom Avinu, and therefore I'm going to overturn Sodom. So one has to understand here. Firstly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, am I going to hide from Avraham Avinu because he's going to be a mighty nation? Why is the fact that Avraham is going to be a mighty nation a reason to tell him what's going to happen with Sodom? This time Avraham Avinu is a tzaddik, Avraham is Avraham Abdi, Avraham Ahuvi is Yerushim Mayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, listen, me and Avraham Avinu, he's my closest servant, he's my child. Avraham says, Matin, the God Lado should know what's going to happen in the world. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Avraham is going to be a big nation, therefore I have to tell him what's the cash of Avraham Avinu to what's going to happen to Sodom. Furthermore, Avraham Avinu went and he put in efforts and he cried and he davened for Sodom and he gave tremendous supplications and seemingly nothing came out of it. At the end of the day, everything went to failure. He didn't manage to save anything in Sodom and Sodom was overturned. So all he got out of the whole thing was Avraham's nefesh. So why was it so important Hashem should tell him, and he has to know about it when he has not, there was nothing he could do anyway. All that this led to was Avraham's nefesh, was tefillah to efforts that seemed to land in nothing anyway. In Parsha Dechacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Avraham Avinu and he gave him a haftacha. Hashem said, Ani Hashem asher yitzicha me'or kastim, I am Hashem that took you out the stage from Orkastim. Lo seis lecho es ha'oretz hazoi terishto. In order to give you this land, Eretz Yisrael, as Yerusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had guaranteed Avraham Avinu that he's going to be Yerush Eretz Yisrael. Vayomer, and Avraham Avinu replied, Vayom Hashem nekin b'mo'eid aki ereshenu. How would I know? How can you prove me, so to speak? B'mo'eid, with what do I know that I'm going to be Yerush Eretz Yisrael? So following that, we have the part of Brit Ben Absorim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to cut all the animals in half and to fast in between. And there was a fire that came down. And there was Merumet Da'ar Bagaruyot. And Hashem said, Yadoya teida ki geir yeh zaracho be'eretz lo'ilahem. You should know that your children are going to go through a terrible galuyot. And then after Brit, and that is the continuation of Brit Ben Absalom. So Chazal bring down, brought down in the Medrash, that Yadoya teida, the sequence of the psukim, Yadoya teida was, so to speak, a tzitzah of Bamo Eida. Since Abraham Avinu said to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Bamo Eida, how do I know that we're going to get Eretz Yisrael? Therefore Hashem says, Yadoya teida ki geir yeh zaracho be'eretz lo'ilahem. Therefore it's going to be galuyos, and therefore they're going to have to go through the Arba galuyos, as was Merumiz Nebris Ben Absalom. So how do we understand this? Well, this is an oinish for Avraham Avinu, where there was a lack of emunah here. He said, Bamo'eda, how do I know? So to speak, as an oinish, so Yadoya Teda, that's it. Niknas, galus, and your children. The previous pasuk, one pasuk before that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu that he's going to have children, which was an impossibility. His wife didn't have the base blood. They hadn't had children for years. He was an okos, she was an akor. It could not happen. It says, "Vayamid Hashem v'yachshevei l'tzedaka." Avraham Avinu believed in Hashem, and the pasuk is made, "V'yachshevei l'tzedaka." Hashem made it as a tzedaka. He had emunah gemura. One pasuk beforehand, Avraham Avinu got emunah gemura, and I was saying he had a pickpocket in his emunah. He didn't believe it. Can't be. He had perfect emunah. It cannot be that there was a lack in his emunah. Furthermore, Rashi says, "Bamoida." Rashi translates. It doesn't say, "How do I know?" The Medrash Rashi brings. The Medrash says, "Bamoida." In what chus will my children be zeichah to take Eretz Yisrael? He wanted to know, listen, you're telling me that my children are going to get such a matana gedolah, they're going to get such a special present in Eretz Yisrael. Tell me, what will be the schus of my children? What will they do? What will be special about my children that from all the nations, they're going to be zeichah to get Eretz Yisrael? So it's a very innocent question. But why is that? Tell me, you're going to give my children something, what will be their schus? What will be their mitzvah to get Eretz Yisrael? So for that, he's going to take galuyos. For that, Yadoya teida ki geir zaracho. What's the sign of Ramah Avinu? What was the problem with this question? And why was this? Why did this come out from the question of Amoida? Rav Tzadik HaKohen in Sitka Tzadik, Pei Zayin, brings down a very beautiful story. He says as follows, Ein askoma yoytzim fi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ela baskoma tzadiki adoir, shehen beis dinu. No haskoma, no psak din, ever comes out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unless he has the consent of the tzadikim adoir, who they are the gedoyle adoir. That means to say, there will never ever be a pogrom in this world, tzoros, inflation, deflation, rob, any sorrow, any good thing, nothing would ever happen. Unless the tzaddikim that they agree and they consent and they are the basis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they paskin, yes, there should be a Holocaust, yes, there should be a pogrom, yes, there should be inflation, yes, there should be problems. But without that comes the tzaddikim, nothing would ever happen. They are the basis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're the ones that paskin. So Tzadik HaKohen himself asked, how can that be? He said, until the tzaddikim do not agree, no din's ever passed in Shemayim. So he asked, how can that ever be? Which tzaddik is going to agree that there should be a pogrom? Which tzaddik is going to allow a Holocaust? They're dabbling for the door, they're looking after us. So if no din ever comes without that stock, how can it ever be? How can we have a peronis? How can we have dinim in Shemayim? So he says, Rachu bin in Acher, Kine Shoeb bedovid amelech im akivso, v'yirmi abin anosoi, v'yishai v'shevno. V'avron avinu bestoim, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it in a clever way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets the tzaddikim to paskin without them even understanding that they're paskining, and they paskin on the door without knowing this, and this is the psak for the door. Like which was with David HaMelech with the kibsah. As we know, David HaMelech had a number of wives, and then he saw the woman that was meyuchad, that was set aside to be the wife of Uriah Hittite, and he took her as a wife. And there was a tremendous sign against him. And then Nosson Novi came to David HaMelech, and he tells him a story. He said there was once a rich man and there was a poor man. The rich man had many sheep. The poor man only had one sheep. And the rich man then had to make a suda for a guest, and he didn't want to use his own sheep. So he stole the sheep from the poor man and he used that sheep. And he came to David HaMelech and said, bring justice, David HaMelech, bring justice to this rich man who had so many of his own and stole the one from the poor man. So David HaMelech was furious. He said, this man's worthy of being killed. Our boy, Yishalim, he'll pay back four for the one that he stole, etc. So then Nosson Novi turned around and said, Ato Ish, I was actually referring to you. You had many wives, or Echid had one wife. You went, you took this woman that was supposed to be his wife, and therefore Ato Ish. And therefore he got that stuck. He really would have died, but he did Shuvah. So Hashem said, Gam Hashem Hevech Atosro, so Misa you won't get, but he had to pay back four. So the child that this woman was pregnant with, Vasheva, that child died, which is a tremendous tzar to David HaMelech, because that child would have been Moshiach, which is why David HaMelech did the whole thing, because he knew that woman held within her from him Moshiach. In the end, he had Shlomo HaMelech, who would father Moshiach. But that child itself would have been Moshiach, which is why he cried so much, why he doesn't so much for that child. And then he had his daughter Tamar. What happened to her? Amnon was killed by Avshalom, and Avshalom was killed in rebellion. He paid for, because he passed on himself. So Hashem always makes the tzaddikim adorim paskin, but he hides the psak, and they paskin, and that's it, that's the psak for the door. And therefore says the Tzadik HaKohen, one must be extremely careful. Never to take out of his mouth a dovarar. And that's why when Torah comes to the door, you find the tzaddikim also get pulled into the Torah. You find the tzaddikim also suffer. Although they're better than tzaddikim, why do the tzaddikim suffer? Over how do you hold the loki karba? The rose comes out with the thorns. Why? Over vada called the mishpat shul canal lipnei shehiskim bulgar the paranuson. Because the tzaddikim were going to our paranus because at the end of the day paskin, and that's why they get included in the oynish because of the tzivim men that they paskin against the door. And he says, there was never a tzaddik on planet Earth who was nitzel from ever passing against the door, chutz mi Mashiach, besides from Mashiach. Mashiach will never, ever, ever take out a word from his mouth that will be a tzvia, and therefore Mashiach will always be able to be made on Christ's law, because he'll never accept anything to happen against Christ's law, and he'll never pass into such a thing. Within the example of the tzaddik HaKohen, he brings three examples, so we'll mention two. One example he brings is Yirmiyahu with Bnei Anosi. We know that Yirmiyahu was the Novi at the time of the Churban. Yirmiyahu davened, he cried to Klal Yisrael, and to no avail. Yirmiyahu was not able to stop the Churban, he wasn't able to prevent the Churban, and he wasn't even able to save a chelik of Klal Yisrael from the Churban. Why did Yirmiyahu have no power? Why couldn't he help Klal Yisrael at all? Many years earlier, Yirmiyahu was the Mechiach of Klal Yisrael for many, many years, and the Yidden hounded him, and they made him tremendous sorrows for giving him to Chacha, and eventually he travelled back to his hometown, Anosi, where he thought they'd find more people would be nicer towards him in his hometown, his own people. He thought they'd be more sympathetic to him in his hometown. And yet, in Anosis, they're worse than anybody else. And they caused him no sight of sorrows. They caused him such sorrows, they almost led him to his grave. First, they tried to poison him. They pretended to be his friend. They put poison in his food. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him the Nevuah saved his life. Then they were mocked at him in terrible Averis, which really, that was the worst thing for Yirmiyahu. They caused him to do terrible Averis, and he could not forgive them. They went that one step too far. With all his goodness, and Yirmiyahu loved Klal Yisrael, and although Klal Yisrael were raised of him, and they caused him sorrows, he forgave them, and he doesn't for them. But Anosis went that one step too far, because they were really, really bad. And he gave them many klolis. One of the klolis I read out that he gave them, Yirmiyahu prayed to his class posuk chaf aleph, he said, Lochem, therefore, ten b'neim l'rov, give their children to hunger, v'horgom al decherev, v'tienu n'shem shakeinois, their wives should miscarry, Tishma Zakumi by Mibateyam, you should hear screams coming out of their houses. Kisovari and Gzud Pitoim, Hashem should bring armies upon them. Kis Koro Sichol Lachdeni, because they dug a pit to trap me. Upachem Tomno Laragloi. Vata Hashem and you Hashem, your daughter could have tossed me like a mobbet. You know how they wanted to kill me. Out of Chapez Avoinon, don't forgive their sins. Vachatos Nusonecha Timochi, do not wipe out their sins from before you. Vyu Mushal Nusonecha Beis Abcho Asebahem. They should always be mukshalim in front of you, and you should take revenge upon them. So Yirmiyahu gave a terrible klal to Anshei Anosis for all that they did to him. 10 years later, 15 years later, comes the churban. Yirmiyahu starts talking about Kodesh Baruch Hu. How can you be a churban? How can you do such redifus and shlichus to Klal Yisrael? How can you do such a thing? Be merachim. Hashem turns around and says, Yirmiyahu, you paskin the ready. The same thing happened to you. Anshei Anosis came. They were evil to you. They caused you suffering. What did you do? You were mekadal them. You said these people have to be punished. These people should be killed. You've paskined. I actually get a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Yirmiyahu the chance to pass on his door. Once he passed on his door and it came to the Churban, he didn't have a mouth anymore. He lost everything. Now he could no longer be a made to on his door. Similarly, he says the Tzadik HaKohen, Avraham Avinu, he davened for stone, to no avail. Why could he not be made off stone? Because a number of years earlier, he was with his nephew Lot. They lived together. Lot was stealing. Lot had a bad reputation. Avraham Avinu turned to Lot and said, listen, I can't live with you. You're a robber. I can't live together with a robber. He put it on me all out. You go one way. You go one way. I go the other way. But together we can't live. So that could destroy for 1 second. You lived with a gunner. And you said, I cannot live with a gunner. Me and a gunner don't go together. He's got to get out of my daladamas. So I also can't live with Ganovim. Stay my Ganovim. I can't live with them. They've got to get out of my daladamas. So Avraham Avinu already passed him, so he lost his pair. He can no longer be made a Yosha for Klal Yisrael, for Sodom. He can no longer be made a Yosha because he'd already passed him out of my Dal Lamas. Hashem said, also out of my Dal Lamas. The Baal Shem Tov brings this story a little bit further. The Prophet tells us that the God Lador passes on the door. The Baal Shem Tov tells us that every single person passes on his own individual self. So the Baal Shem Tov, the Yad Odom Chosen Boy, every person is signed on his own Pesach Din. So we have a lesson about Shem Tov. He says as follows: Shein nigzer al odom shum gzar din. There's no din that's nigzer on a person. Elim kain who poisek bat mekain, unless he signs and paskins that din upon himself. That's clear that no person is ever going to paskin against himself in Shemayim. Elam marin el odom shiat eiz averim emelach. What will they do? They will show him somebody else who does an Avera, similar to his own Avera, he won't realize, it'll be in a different scenario, in a different setup, in a different date. He'll see somebody else doing an Avera, and he'll make his comment. He'll say that person, and he'll say what he wants to say about that person. In Shemayim, they signed his Avera. The Baal Shem Tov says, it's not always the same Avera. And somebody who's Mechal Shabbos, is that comes to Pagan Tamit Chochem? Then maybe he was Pagan Tamit Chochem. They'll show him somebody who's Mechal Shabbos. He'll say that Mechal Shabbos, whatever he might say, and then he's Paskin. They always wait for the person to Paskin on himself. No din's ever Paskin in Shemayim until the person is the one who signed his own din. Therefore, says the Baal Shem Tov, Yargil Atmoy Lodin is Hashoim, Ma'ovim is Te'ovim and Kaskus. Even Hashoim, as long as it's Te'ovim, you should always be done the Kaskus. Kitam, like it says in the Pasuk, Mikol Pisha Hitileni, Cherpas Novel Altisimeni. In Tehillim Lamed Ches, it says in the Pasuk, Mikol Pishai Hitileni, Cherpas Novel Altisimeni. So the Baal Shem Tov is a beautiful title in this Pasuk. Mikol Pishai Hitileni, save me from all my own sins, from all my own iniquities, but why? Cherpas Novel Altisimeni, hold me back for being Mechar for Novel. Because if a person is never Mechar for Novel, he never speaks down on a bad person, then he can never be held responsible for his own sins. And therefore he's always safe. So therefore, save me from my sins by the fact that I will never be mechayef a novel. And he said that shak kol ha'poisel b'mumay poisel. What does it mean kol ha'poisel b'mumay poisel? A person when he passes Hashem will never bring him to judge somebody else unless he's got the same mum in some other way. So kol ha'poisel b'mumay poisel, Hashem will bring up to him his same mum as his own, and when he passes the task of somebody else, he should know that he just passes himself. Because it will not happen. Hashem will only give an opportunity to be a dying if it's negeh. It's negeh when it's negeh for him. Kol ha'poisel b'mumay poisel. So the Baal Shem Tov, he won't dump somebody else unless he's in the same place. If he's in the same boat that they're looking to pass in him, they'll give him an opportunity to pass on somebody else. And then they pass him against him. The Baal Shem Tov goes so far to say that there are two echoles in Shemayim. He says, there's two different courtrooms in Shemayim. A person stands in Hechel Zchus and he goes through everything he did in his life. They bring an Avera and everyone there says, come on, listen, he had a Yetzahara, he didn't mean it, he was under pressure. They're all Mahapach Zchus, Zchus, Zchus. And there's another Hechel where he stands there and they say the same Avera and everyone's Mahapach Zchus. How could he? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech Malach HaMelochim, how could he dare even do the smallest thing against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Two different Hechelis. And according to the way he judged other people, is which Hechel are going to put him into when they make the Din Cheshmah. So that's the sort of the Baal Shem Tov. And therefore, a person has to be very careful when they judge another person, because in truth, the person is judging themselves. Rav Shlomo Levenstein brings down a story. He says a famous story happened with the Gaon. One Yom Kippur, the Gaon was very tense. He was very, very matuach. He was very, very bothered about something. They could see the whole Yom Kippur that he wasn't himself. When he came to Kol Nidre, he suddenly came out with a tremendous simcha, and he was a new person, and he was dubbed with a new Islam. So after the tefillah, they went up to the Gaon and they said, tell me what happened during Yom Kippur and what happened during Kol Nidre. During Eda. So he said that he could feel that the tremendous kippur against Kali Sol, and he could not break the kippur. He tried everything. He could not be made because he could not break that kippur. And he said, suddenly when he came up to Eda, there were two women speaking in Eda. And one woman said to the other woman, she said, I'm sure that this year is going to be a fantastic year. But the woman said, how do you know? She said, I don't know. Look around. Everyone's stumbling. So ends. Everyone's crying. Everyone's down to Hashem. Such feeling. Even a robber, even a highwayman who catches somebody would be merachim with such tefillah to such bechir. He said the minute she said that, it was the right thing at the right time, the right place. She passed him on the door. She said those words in Shemayim. They accepted that stuff. And at that moment, the gzadim was ripped up. To bring an example of this, he said, "Is a Tom the Beriyo." He said as follows: "Shor Moshe mishnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hakadosh Baruch Hu." And he said to him, Ribbono Shel Olam, how do you judge this world? Hashem said to Moshe, Barichas Apayim, I judge the world with Barichas Apayim. Omar Elohim Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, V'aroi Heim, Oichlim, V'shoisim, U'mevartim B'chol, they're eating and drinking, and U'mevartim you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'toyosecha, Nim Yatoira, Mitoich HaToivo, and you are going to dun them in Erech Apayim, you're going to let the sinners carry on like that. Shofet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'leomar Eidobam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't answer. That's it. Ad godli Yisrael al day miraglim. Sometime later we had the story of the miraglim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was furious. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adonai Natsuni Omer Zeh V'Adon Lo Yaminu Bi Akev Deva Rishenu. That's it, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How dare they miraglim? I'm wiping them out. Oh, Moshe is now Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Shom of Mitzrayim. If you wipe out Kaisol, it'll be a Chil Hashem. Mitzrayim will hear. They'll say we were right. The Shom of Mitzrayim. Va'ata Yigdam HaKoyach Hashem. Now Yigdam HaKoyach Hashem. Kasher Yibar Toleimo, like you told me, Hashem Erech Hapayim. Now I beg you to go on those words that you told me, Hashem Erech Hapayim. Barav Chesed. Oh, Malach Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem replied to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Moshe. Achshav Nizkak Lidvorem Hashem Yishemat Chatzchela. Now you need those words that I told you before. Amar Moshe, Moshe says, "Emes, it's true. Shnizkakti dvarim Yisrael mishamati lechot chino. It's true that now I need to go back to what you told me previously. However, nevertheless, I pray. Va'ata yikdom nokeh Hashem kasher dibar talemoy Hashem erech apayim slachno lavoy demazek lechasecho etc. Miyaz, what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants? Vayeim Hashem salachdi kidvarecho. This is from the very old chotet. What does it mean salachdi kidvarecho? Hashem says, Salachti, I will forgive them now, because you're right, it will be a Chil Hashem. If all Christ all drop dead now, it's a Chil Hashem. Salachti. However, Kidvorecho, your words have to stand now. You said to me, how can I have Erech Hapayim? How can I forgive? Kidvorecho. Salachti, but Kidvorecho. The Gezara Din has to be in the Mukri, now it's too late. And therefore, all of the Eden have to die out. Not on the spot, not there and then. Moshe Ben at the time, and the Shom Mitzrayim, but they all have to die. 40 years, they're all dying, none of them are going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Why? Kidvorecho, because you said those words. Salachti, Kidvorecho. Moshe Rabbeinu's words have to stand. Another example of this idea, Rashi brings down in Yirmiyah, when Menashe brought a Avodah Zorah into the Kodesh Kodshim, that was really too much. One thing when Nebuchadnezzar brings his things into the Kodesh Kodshim, it was Ratzitzus, but when Menashe, who was the Melech of Yisrael, brought an Avodah Zorah into the Kodesh Kodshim, that was one step too far. What he'd done was, he walked in the Kodesh Kodshim, and so to speak, when he set the Kodesh Baruch Hu out, we've got a new Avodah Zorah now, and he put an Avodah Zorah in the Kodesh Kodshim. And when that happened, there was such a chroin out in Shemayim that it was all over. The Shor Shemid Menashe Vezor to Seich Beis HaMikdosh. When Menashe brought his Vezor into the Beis HaMikdosh, Choyah Charoin Af Godol Vashemayim. There was a tremendous chroin out in Shemayim. For Hoyah Sakona Gedoyla, Sheyash Mida Kodesh Baruch Hu Cholile Et Kol Peneim Shel Yisrael. There was a tremendous Sakona, that was it. This was the most serious scenario Kaisal had been in. So when they saw in Shemayim what was going on, so they had to get into emergency mode. For Oz Vashemayim Ro Oysim HaSakona, they saw the level of the danger. So they went to wake up the Ovis. They viewed the Ovis as Chan Nesnei Bar Yoilom. They went to wake up the Ovis to beg the Bar Yoilom Abor Am Yisrael on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So all the Ovis Limoyes sufficed to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So all the Ovis Limoyes came on behalf of their children Klal Yisrael to beg and to beseech on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So first of all, Rimu came and he begged the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Akedah, etc. Hashem said, Akedah, everything's lovely. But once they've come in and they throw me out, so I'm throwing them out. It's too late. They threw me out, so I'm not there anymore. It's finished. They're not my nation. Akedah doesn't help. Nothing helps. It's too late. So Yitzchok comes to that. I will put myself on Akedah. Hashem says, it's a tremendous chus, and it can be a chus to Klal Yisrael, but this is too much. They threw me out. So it's finished. There's no one there to help them anymore. That's the end of Klal Yisrael. Yaakov came, he thought, Shleimo, my children, etc. Nothing can help. Finally, Rachel comes. Omer Rachel comes and she says to Kodesh Baruch Hu, please, Rabbi Hashem, be mrachim on my children. She said, says Rachel, Anima Satya Simon Nachoisi, I gave her this one to my sister. She nichtos of him, koi me lechufa, when she went to my place in the chufa. And with that, Nispar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Rachel, Meni kelech mi bechi, v'inach mi dimo, ki yishchal yifrotes on Hashem, v'shov v'von v'gvulam, it's all okay. They will be alright, Klal Yisrael will survive, not only that, they'll come back to Yisrael, everything will be fine. Said Rashi and Yirmiyah, Lam Dalef Yud Dalet. What did Rachel tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And why was she more matzeach than Avraham Yisrael B'Yakov? She comes into HaKadosh Baruch Hu and she said, you're quite right. Klal Yisrael walked in and they threw you out. That means that they threw you out. If they threw you out, then you throw their out. You're quite right. That is the way it works in this world. If somebody comes and throws out his friend, then that's it. The friend's not going to bring him back in and walk out himself. They throw out Kodesh Baruch Hu. I said, I haven't got Kodesh Baruch Hu anymore. She said, I want to tell you something about Kodesh Baruch Hu. The same thing happened to me. I was supposed to be under that chuppah. What happened? My sister came, my tzorah, and she stood in my place under the chuppah. Where I was supposed to stand, somebody else stood, and they threw me out. What did I do? Did I throw her back out? Did I go and tell you after the reading what was happening? I didn't say a thing. Not only that, I put her back in. I went, I told her the simonim. I gave her the simonim to my sister. When that happened, I had let somebody who threw me out stand in my place. So she tells the Kodesh Baruch Hu, if not for Rachel, nothing can help Klal Yisrael, because the way of the world is, if somebody throws you out, then they're out. But when Rachel came, and she acted in a way that exactly the same thing that happened to Kodesh Baruch Hu happened to her, that when we put the Tzorah, we put somebody in Kodesh Baruch Hu's place under his chuppah, then Rachel only with her skus can save us. Not because of the skus, because she passed him. Because she passed him, there can be such a thing that a person can throw somebody else out and that person would accept it. And therefore she was the one who was the main fish of the Klal Yisrael. So coming back to our question. Avraham Avinu Avraham Avinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Ba'mo'ed ati ereshana." How do I know that my children are going to be Yerush Eretz Yisrael? Or Rashi explains, in what chutz will my children be Yerush Eretz Yisrael? Why does Avraham Avinu ask, in what chutz will my children be Yerush Eretz Yisrael? Perhaps they don't need any chutz. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is such a Rav Chesed, is such a Melech Rachamon, that without any chutz, the actual fact that I told Avraham Avinu that his children were going to Eretz Yisrael is enough. I told Avraham Avinu, I'll be Mekayim, they're not worthy, nothing, no chutz, I'll let them in anyway. Avraham Avinu couldn't understand such a thing. It can't be. Without a schus, you can't go into Eretz Yisrael. It cannot be. The Gemara in Shavuot, Yud Gimel, tells us that Yom Kippur is mechapel for Avir. So the Rabbonim say, Yom Kippur is mechapel, but only if you do tshuva. If you don't do tshuva, you come into Yom Kippur and you're not interested, you don't do any tshuva, then Yom Kippur is not mechapel. It's not a magic potion, Yom Kippur. It works if you work with the Yom Kippur. Rebbe argues. Rebbe says, Oitzmer Shalyei mechapel. The day Yom Kippur is mechapel. Rebbe says, if somebody comes into Yom Kippur and he's mevayit on Yom Kippur, he says, I don't believe in this Yom Kippur, he works and the avodah switches on a light in Yom Kippur, he goes to business on Yom Kippur and he eats sandwiches on Yom Kippur, and 5 minutes is left after all that he's done of Yom Kippur, those 5 minutes, ois mishal yoy mechaper, Yom Kippur will be mechaper on all the avodah that he did, on the fact that he's goyit on Yom Kippur, on the chil Yom Kippur, on the eating, and all the avodah that he did for the whole year, Yom Kippur will be mechaper. That shit is Rebbe. Unfortunately, we're talking about the Rabbonim. That Yom Kippur is only Mechapa together with Tshuva. But the Gemara does say that Rebbe Zavaya, the Gemara said Basel came out and said anyone that came to Rebbe Zavaya is Mocheloi, he's Mutav Oilam Habo. So I once heard the Pshat because Rebbe was the one who passed in Oit Meshvei Mechapa in the same way Misa Tzadikim on Mechapa. So in Rebbe Zavaya they passed Meshit also that Misa Tzadikim on Mechapa even without Tshuva, so everyone was there guaranteed to go to Ganit. But that's Rebbe Shita. The Rabban say it cannot be. It doesn't make any sense. There's no higayon. There's no understanding that Yom Kippur can be mechapel and Yom Avad Yom Kippur. It cannot be. That is the Shita of Rabban. Okay, they come from Sukkim, but Misfar it cannot be. But Rebbe says it can be. Once the Rabban say it cannot be, then it really cannot be. Avraham Avinu said the same thing. He said it can't be. You're going to get the biggest maton in the world. You're going to be there for the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael without a skut. So he asked Hashem an innocent question. But why is that? And what skut will the Eretz Yisrael? It was an innocent question, but he passed him. He said that Kodesh Baruch Hu, I take on for granted they can't come in without chutz. In what chutz? Hashem said, you dare say that. You ask me in what chutz, you pass that your children cannot come in without chutz. Now they need a chutz. So now if they're not worthy, they have to go to all the godliyos, korah barzel, go to the suffering of God, so Hashem will clean them and make them worthy of going to Eretz Yisrael. So it wasn't an oynish, and it wasn't an act of money, it was a fact. He passed him, so that was the psalm. Hashem says, I'm a chasen, ani me'avram, eis ha'shenir, eis asher ani oise. HaKodesh Baruch Hu is standing by the strength of doing. What's the Indian Avraham Avinu should know? Don't tell Avraham Avinu. Why should you have asked Nefesh that stone is going to be overturned? Why should Hashem tell him Bechla? So Hashem said, listen here. Avraham Avinu is going to be a nation himself, and I'm now standing by punishing a nation. If I turn to Avraham Avinu and tell him I'm about to punish a whole nation, Avraham Avinu will give his comments. And I know Avraham Avinu, and Hashem knew what sort of comment it will be. But Avraham Avinu commenting, he's made it suck. If it will help them or not is one story. But one thing for sure, he's passing for his children for the doy that will come out of him, for the nation that will come out of him. Therefore Hashem says, Amachasa ani me Avraham. Will I hide from Avraham what I'm going to do? Avraham is going to be in an identical position. He's going to have a nation. So therefore now that I'm standing by destroying and punching a nation, it's only right that Hashem tells us Avraham Avinu, because that way he can do things for his nation. Avraham Avinu wasn't able to stay today because he wasn't even 10 tzaddikim. But Avraham Avinu said, if the 10 tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not right, they should overturn the city. In Yirmiyah, Rashi says, the Radak in Yirmiyah, Tez Zayin Beis says as follows. If there's any city with three tzaddikim inside, and there's a gzer against the city, those three tzaddikim will be saved in their schus. If there's any town or city with 10 tzaddikim inside, says the Radak, then the entire city will be saved. Why? Because that's a psak from Avraham Avinu. We do not know today how many thousands and thousands of Eden have been saved, how many communities have been saved. We know about the programs that did happen. We don't know about the ones that didn't happen. We don't know how many hundreds and thousands of Eden have been saved, how many Nefashas have been saved, for that one Pesach of Avraham Avinu, who said, "In the Eishafel Tzadikim Mesecha Eir." So Avada was Negev, which was the biggest favor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to go to Avraham Avinu and say, "You're my Avraham, I'll give you the opportunity to make a Pesach." And we are still today benefiting from that Pesach of Avraham Avinu. And therefore, let's get back to Rabbi Shaya. Rabbi Shaya says, "Klodim Shneva Ben, Azeponim, Klodim Hu Azeponim, Yitzkudem Ashira, how can they be Zeicha to say Shira?" Rabbi Shaya, was the god Lador. Rabbi Shaya was the Pesach Lador. Rabbi Shaya said words out of his mouth. He's been clear title. He's pointed a finger. And he said, someone who is Az Ponim, Klodim Hu Az Ponim, how can they say Shira? So he pointed a finger. He has said that someone who is an Az Ponim cannot say Shira. So if Chas V'Sholem, Klal Yisrael will be in one Dor Az Ponim, So we've got the Kayach Tfilah. He's ruined that. He pointed a finger. He must never point a finger. The Gemara in Beit of Chosei said, Tana Mishmeidr Ed Meir. Lipneiman Nit Notori Yisrael, Bipnei Shem Azim. Why is the Torah given to Kayach? Because they are Azim. Rav Shlokish, Omer Rav Shimon Ben Lakish. Gimal Azim Heim. There are three Azim in this world. Azim, Sheba Behemoth, Klovim. Azim by the animals are dogs. Azim Sheba Umos Yisrael. Azim in the nations, the biggest Azifonim in the world are the Klal Yisrael. Avodah Tamayda, that's why we got the Torah, because we got Azifonim to stand neged the other nations. That means the training, not in every generation, that the Yidin use the Azifonim in the right way. In Yishai Hetef, it says, Yishai was screaming at Klal Yisrael before the Churban. He said, Hakoras Pneim Onsobem, Onsobom, the Chatosim Shiftoim Higidu. What does it mean, Hakoras Pneim Onsobom? Says Rashi, Nikorim Heim Ba'azot Pneim. Says him to the Stovit, Heker Azus Pneim Hiidu Arishusam. Yishai is throwing the same Hakoras Pneim before the Churban. He says, Azus Ponim you are, he says to them. You are the Ponim. So if Rabbi Yishai is going to turn to their dog and say, how can they be there to say Shira, the Azus Ponim? So he's made it stuck, and that can disturb Klal Yisrael. So the mouth screamed at him, Shoyim Efeb L'Shoyim Oy, Shoyim Emitzayas Nashoy, Chazor B'chon, never do such a thing, never point a finger, never be Kriyatagot. There was a scuff in his mother's Shoyim, where Eretz Yisrael was not in a much better position as it is today. The roads were dangerous, there were attacks, people were coming, they were stealing and they were looting all Klal Yisrael's possessions, they even were hiding in caves, and it was a terrible, terrible scenario. The problem was that the ruchnis of Klal Yisrael reflected the gashmis. Klal Yisrael were in an abysmal situation, and there was nothing that could save them, because they didn't have the ruchnis, and they didn't have the schusim, and the gashmis was finished. So one man stood up. One man who himself did not necessarily have tremendous qualities, but one man, but one of the biggest melitza yeshua, one of the biggest belanda schusim Klal Yisrael. And he stood up and he looked for schus for Klal Yisrael. So he went to all tarig mitzvahs. Maybe he can find a mitzvah, maybe he can find a schus. Nothing. He went to all the schusim, through everything, he found nothing. So he comes up with the following svara. He comes to Kodesh Baruch and he says as follows. He says, yesterday my father told me, because it was the day after Pesach, yesterday my father told me that you took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. So I want to know, if they were worthy of being taken out of Mitzrayim, then they were tzaddikim. And if they're tzaddikim, then we're the children of tzaddikim, so therefore Nezchus you should save us. And if they weren't worthy of being taken out of Mitzrayim, so you took them out and they weren't worthy, so then you should take us out of our tribes as well, although we're not worthy. This is what he says. This person is called Gidoin. He was one of the Shaitim. Hashem said to him, Leich b'choycha chozeh b'choycha et Yisrael. Go with this strength and save Klal Yisrael. Says the Chasam Sofer, Klal Yisrael had no schusim and Gidoin had no schusim. Sure, he was a great man, but he did not have the schusim to be a leader, that his schusim can be Moshiach Klal Yisrael. He had no qualities and no schusim. He was a great man, but he did not have the schusim strong enough to be Moshiach Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael had no schusim. One thing he had, he was made a teacher. One and what a made it Yoshi. He had to find something, but he found something. He was made it Yoshi. Leich b'choycha hozeh v'hoysha at Yisrael, and he saved all the Klal Yisrael with tremendous Yeshua. We're coming up now to the Mei Adin, we're coming up to Elul, and soon we'll be standing, all of us, in front of our Kodesh Baruch Hu Ladin. Halavai we should be zeicha in this upcoming time to be doing each other the kasput, to see the good in each other, and that way our Kodesh Baruch Hu will be done us and Klal Yisrael the kasput.